You're listening to SBS News.
More than 100,000 Afghan nationals have applied for humanitarian visas, attempting to flee to Australia following the fall of Kabul to the Taliban in August. But with only 3,000 spots allocated by the federal government's humanitarian program for Afghans, the prospect of mass rejections is imminent. On Monday, during a Senate inquiry into Australia's involvement in Afghanistan, Home Affairs official David Wheldon confirmed that his department had already been overwhelmed with applications.
We actually have 26,000 applications, which is well in excess of 100,000 people currently applying. There are many more people in need of protection around the world and in Afghanistan than we have places available.
Many Afghan Australians are frightened for their loved ones that are still stranded in the region. Sydney resident Zaki Hadari rings his family in Kabul every few hours to check if they're okay, concerned for their safety under the new Taliban rulers, who have a history of persecuting Hazara minorities.
My family is at the moment detained in house. They cannot leave house at all, risking of what will happen to them if they do get out.
Zaki's concerns have only grown worse. He worries that his family will miss out on visas because there aren't enough spots available to satisfy demand.
If I do get a rejection letter, I don't know how will I react. It is a bit concerning and worrying, and I don't know how that I can deliver that message to my mom saying that the application hasn't gone through.
Afghan community representatives like Sitara Mohammadi are now calling for the allocation to be raised to 20,000, in line with pledges from some other nations.
A lot of people will be left out who need our urgent protection. I feel extremely concerned for those people who will not be saved.
Sarah Dale from the Refugee Advice and Casework Service is another advocate who is speaking out in the hope that the government will drastically increase the intake.
3,000 humanitarian places being offered by the Australian government is absolutely dismal. If we wanted to live up to the 20 years of promises we have made to the people of Afghanistan, Australia would be committing 20,000 humanitarian places today.
The Senate Committee into Australia's involvement in Afghanistan also confirmed that at least 286 Australian citizens and permanent residents who had sought assistance from the federal government remain stranded in the region. The figure is based on individuals who have directly registered with the Department of Foreign Affairs. The Australian government has previously avoided providing an estimate of those in Afghanistan seeking to come to Australia, citing security concerns. This, however, was the cause of a fiery exchange in yesterday's hearing between Labor's Foreign Affairs spokesperson, Penny Wong, and David Wheldon.
The visa holders will have to take on notice because visa holders obviously cover a very broad spectrum. Just in terms of what you're looking for, are they only LEE? Are they broader 201s, family?
No, this is a question I asked Mr. Pizzullo in a briefing. And I was told that this would be able to be provided. I have now done Senator Payne also the courtesy of writing a letter. Why is it you cannot tell the Australian public how many people we left behind? You can't even give us an estimate?
The Immigration Minister has so far been unavailable for comment, but the government has stressed current annual allocation is a floor, not a ceiling. Tonight, the Prime Minister will be on an international hookup with G20 leaders to discuss the situation in Afghanistan. This is of little comfort to people like Zaki, though. He feels time is running out. He waits anxiously every day for an email from Home Affairs, fearing the worst.
I don't know what will happen to them, but my fear grows every day given what the Taliban are doing to people, in particular to Hazaras.
Left in limbo and waiting for answers. Tina Quinn with SBS News.